Welcome to Career Conversations. I'm Gail Donner, and this is one in a series of interviews with registered practical nurses. For this interview, I'm delighted to introduce Diana Noseworthy to you. Diana is a registered practical nurse at Holland Bloorview Kids Rehabilitation Hospital. I'm going to let Diana tell you her career story.
I've been working as an RPN for 8 years, and I currently work at Holland Bloorview Kids Rehabilitation Hospital. In 2003, I was the first group of RPNs who graduated with the diploma program. I work on the brain injury rehab team as a pediatric rehabilitation nurse. I think working in a rehabilitation setting has enabled me to acquire a lot of special talents. I see myself as a care provider. At times I see myself as a counselor because you're helping families deal with very traumatic life changes. I see myself as an educator, not only teaching the new students, but also teaching families how to care for their children now that they've had an injury. I also see myself as a collaborator, working within an interprofessional team, and an advocator as well, so ensuring that the clients are getting what they need. As well as I'm involved in a number of committees. I sit on the Policy and Procedure Committee. I work with the Nursing Council, and I also am part of a subcommittee, which I co-chair for RPN Scope Enhancement. For the RPN Scope Enhancement Committee, we're working on ensuring that RPNs are working to their full scope. Currently, we're working on having RPNs administer injections. So we looked at some best practice guidelines. We chose some recommendations that we thought were important to our facility.
Terrific. And I understand you've already had some success in that you've already been able to move forward on RPN-administered narcotics.
Yes, currently the RPNs are administering narcotics. So it's improved pain management at our facility as there's no wait time for two RNs to sign for the medication. Now an RPN and an RN can sign, and that pain medication is administered to the child quicker.
I know you recently had a poster presentation at an RPNAO conference.
We were able to present some of the work that we had accomplished with the RPN Scope Enhancement Committee, and it was an opportunity to show our peers what we had accomplished, and it was an opportunity to network.
Great. So before we close, Diana, first of all, let me congratulate you on really what sounds like a wonderful career and wish you luck in the future. What kind of message do you have for your colleagues who will be listening to this?
I would just tell them to continue doing what they're doing, that they do a great job, and that their role is very important.
You're a credit to the profession. Thanks for having this talk with me, and good luck to you, Diana.
Thank you.
This has been one of a series of interviews we're having with registered practical nurses. And I encourage all of you who are listening to this one to listen to the other interviews and conversations that are posted on the RPNAO website.